Commercial mercenary attack against humanity. International notice to all international courts. June 29, 2021. By Justice Anna Von Wrights, Big Lake, Alaska. In 2013, in a U.S. Supreme Court case, Pathology v. Myriad Genetics Incorporated, 569 U.S. 576, the court ruled that changing the human genome via an mRNA injection creates a new genome that can be patented and owned by the patent holder. Everyone who received the purported vaccine is now patented and owned as property by the vermin. Everyone who has been jabbed is considered transhuman. Transhumans are not considered natural, so have no natural and unalienable rights. Transhumans are not considered humans, so they have no human rights. Transhumans can have no equal civil rights, because any standard of equal rights has been destroyed. H.J. Resolution 48 of the 116th Congress, that is, the U.S. Territorial Congress, 2019-2020, proposes a constitutional amendment that those rights protected by the constitutional agreements apply to natural persons only. These results, defrauding, dehumanizing, and enslaving living people to serve corporate interests, have been pursued via deliberate deceit and non-disclosure as a fraud scheme aiming to evade constitutional obligations and international laws and conventions, so as to seize upon and to enslave human populations as transhuman serfs. Those responsible for these mercenary attacks are international criminals owed no quarter by any court or system of law. Fraud vitiates all their claims under the Roman civil law. Their acts of inland piracy and unlawful conversion vitiate all their claims under admiralty law. And maxim of law, possession by pirates does not change ownership. Vitiates their claims under maritime law. We would add that attempts to obscure the nature and provenance of stolen goods, land assets in this case, in no way confers any value-added interest to the perpetrators of these crimes, who are simply criminals seeking to mischaracterize, redefine, and destroy their priority creditors. We wish for a complete, immediate, and powerful excoriation of these efforts to establish a system of corporate feudalism and to undermine the health, nature, and free will of mankind. We wish for the immediate issuance of international arrest warrants against the members of the British Territorial United States Congress, the U.S. Supreme Court, Larry Fink, CEO of BlackRock Incorporated and its derivatives, William H. Gates, 3, former CEO of Microsoft Incorporated, Dr. Anthony Fauci, employee of the National Institutes of Health Incorporated, the officers and board members of the Centers for Disease Control Incorporated, Pfizer Incorporated, AstraZeneca Incorporated, Dylon Incorporated, Johnson & Johnson Incorporated, and others responsible for the promotion and implementation of these crimes against humanity. These outrageous claims and damages done to innocent people in the name of mercenary and political profit must be countered with the liquidation of these corporations and the punishment of the officers and board members. The actual American government acting in international jurisdiction, our unincorporated federation of states doing business as the United States of America since 1776, stands ready to assist and approve of the apprehension and prosecution of these criminals. Anna Maria Reisinger, fiduciary. The United States of America. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anna Von Wrights' website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Source: Commercial Mercenary Attack Against Humanity, International Notice to All International Courts, PDF. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anavon Rights website you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.